Kickstarter sucks. Yep, Mike and JF are still doing this stuff. They've been going for 6 years and haven't given it up. So somehow here's another six pack of this type of junk. Yeah, that's right.
We're still doing these.
Your Kickstarter sucks. Yeah, that's right.
We're still doing these.
That's what's wrong.
Yep, Mike and JF haven't given this up.
Yeah, that's right.
We're still doing your Kickstarter sucks.
Hey, fellas. So I woke up this morning and my sister called me and said, don't drink any water. Cause I guess they found a corpse in the reservoir. Which is not good. And the city, they put out like a boil water notice and they closed all the schools for some reason, I guess. And come to find out the corpse has been there for over a month. So I've been, basically, drinking and bathing in and cooking with and, giving my cats, a dead guy for about 4 weeks now. It's a lot of corpse water that I've been consuming. Not great. So I guess, my question is, what's the most disgusting thing you've ever drank and cooked with and bathed in? Because for me, I guess now it is a dead guy. I've been consuming a dead guy. Thanks. Love the show. Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to YKS. I'm JF, and Mike's looking at his phone and putting it down right now, and we're almost ready to start the show.
I was looking up the name of that lady. You remember that lady who... The hotel, she went on the top of the hotel, climbed to that water tank, and then died. Depressing, huh?
I was hoping I could spin that voicemail into something
else. Off into something happy,
else.
Positive.
Yeah, like talking about Kool-Aid or something.
Yeah. Nah,
but we had to think of other times people died. Look, I'll say this. I think you're okay.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be okay, because what is it? What is it really that we do? Now, what does it mean when we say we filter the water?
Right.
What does that mean? To me, I think it means we're just kind of making it so there's less of that stuff in there.
Mm.
So in terms of like parts per whatever, there's less of the junk and poop and stuff that's normally in the water. Well, in this case, there was only like one guy.
Yes.
And there was like a ton of water.
And he basically gets mixed up in there.
Yeah.
In no time.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Like you ever pee in the bathtub?
Right. All the time.
Like, is that really going to hurt me?
Oh, that's the main place I pee.
It's like a little bit of pee. There's like, oh, okay, this much pee
in
right. This much
you,
of
a
you
tub. You ever pee in a pool, somebody, and it's like, ah, I pee, this guy peed, and everybody's run away. What are you running away for? It's all water.
Doesn't matter.
Who cares?
It's just circulate. Yo,
you piss right on me.
I got
piss
one.
Piss right in my fat face.
You know, it doesn't matter, because I'm 80% water anyway, so you might as well piss and shit all over me.
More for me.
No, but I think that's true. It's like a very, 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 like microns of dead guy.
Yeah, I guess so. But also, you ever clean the fucking nozzle of your sink?
Oh, that's gross. Yeah.
Nasty, bro. In the bathroom, the fucking, the filter of that.
Yeah,
thing.
Well, okay. But
run
that's
a rag
that's,
over that
that's
shit.
Different. That's like, this
shit's not getting filtered out. It should get filtered out at the fucking source. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Some of that's just water just being water.
I saw something about the microplastics. You know, everybody's all worried about microplastics or whatever the fuck.
Were you trying to buy some condoms?
That's good. People,
yeah.
Put that in your back pocket. People are like, the microplastics and stuff. We need to filter this out or whatever. Why aren't the fucking water treatment facilities filtering the shit out on the micron level, motherfucker? Why do I have to buy a Brita?
That's a good question. Were you reading this on the Brita website?
It's reading Scientific American magazine.
Really?
That I get.
Well, I know you weren't at the dentist reading that, so I don't know where you would possibly get it. That's the only place I've ever seen it. I think it's like, I don't know, that stuff that's on the end of the sink. It's like, so you bathed in dead guy. Okay, well, it was like somebody put one packet of Country Time lemonade in a river. You're not freaking out about that, right? You're not going like, this lemonade's not that good. Right. You don't even know it's in there. It's just water to you at that point. There's no dead guy in there at all. But if the stuff is on the end of your sink, it's like taking a dead guy's wiener and like putting it in your cup before you drink it. Like, don't do that. Have to clean it, even if the water comes to you without a dead guy in it.
talked about this last episode. I'm sorry to have to go back to it.
It's okay.
But the guy who's missing or whatever, they thought they found him.
Yeah.
But it was a different dead guy.
That sucks.
What the fuck, dude?
I know.
What the fuck? Let's get some cameras pointed at that river, dude.
The horror of the natural world really is something wild, to behold, man. Yeah. You could just fall into a river sometime.
You really can. You could disappear.
I mean, I won't, because I'm not going near a river.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with that.
If I disappear, it'll be in this chair. Where did he go? Oh.
He was always usually right here.
I shifted slightly to the left. Now here you go pinching your wiener again.
Oh, come on now. God damn it.
you've been pinching your wiener on and off as we were. You're playing with it a little bit. I don't know.
It's about to go off. You're playing with some.
Look, you're in your comfort wear, which looks fabulous and very comfortable, I must say. Do you do the Al Bundy of putting your hand down your pants ever?
Ever? Maybe I have, yeah. It's a nice place, the elastic band of the
Is that
the
what it is? Oh, yeah. What
keeps
is...
the hand there, so you don't have to worry about flopping the hand everywhere or whatever.
Right.
Keep it right there, you laying down, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Not to jack off. It's not all about jacking off. You learn that as you get older. Sometimes you just touch your dick for maintenance reasons.
Right.
It's not all about pleasure.
It's a check-in.
Yeah.
Doing okay?
Making sure you're still alive down there.
It's like when you knock on your elderly neighbor's door.
Wellness check.
See if they need anything. Yeah, I do. I do that. You can like you go down there and hold your balls in your hand too if you want to.
You hold the balls. You can hold just the penis. Yeah. You can hold. I mean, balls and the penis.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I don't. It's you can do whatever you want. But I'll tell you what I'm not really doing. I'm not really ever putting my hands around and putting them down on my ass.
Right. Isn't that interesting?
I'm not doing that. Why?
Isn't that interesting?
Why am I not doing that?
The asshole is the ball's next door neighbor, and yet
right.
we don't fraternize.
Yeah, we don't.
Why?
I'm going to put my hand in my ass just for the show and just see if it...
Everybody at home, put your finger up your asshole.
I just think, what if this is something like, what if this is the new shit?
Oh, wow. Look how relaxed he looks.
I finally feel like I can like pin my shoulders back a little bit, you know, like after a whole week of just like
a weight is hunched been lifted off,
just in my hand on my ass. Yeah, I feel safe. I feel safe to have my hand on my ass. I don't know.
I'm not shaking this guy's hand at the end of the record.
Normally we do that.
Normally we shake hands. We go our separate ways. I shan't be doing that this time.
Yeah, it was one thing when I was gripping my cock full on. speaking of getting comfortable, this is something for the old heads of YKS fandom. My wife is now using the bed jet.
Let's go.
She's using the bed jet.
She like it?
She likes the bed jet. Now,
that's what's up.
I know what you're going to say. I thought we sent the bed jet off to some guy in Canada who doesn't listen to the show anymore, and then he got his car broken into, and the thieves didn't take the bed jet, but they took his CDs. I know what you're going to say, and it's that. And that's true. That's
forgot
true.
About that.
The good news is for some reason, independent of anything else, my mom had a bed jet.
Wow. She hasn't listened to the show?
I think she said she was busy on that episode
came out.
Yeah,
fuck.
But then the rest of them, yeah, the rest of them she really liked. She's like, I like the one where you guys played the board games on Patreon. Those were her favorite ones.
I love that Cards Against Humanity stuff you guys did in the day when there was a different mic. She's one of the guys who says there was a different mic and stuff like that.
Yeah, she's one of the guys who says some of the really annoying stuff we don't like. She had the bed jet. My wife has the bed jet now. And it's not bothering me. It's on her side. I will say.
You get anything from it?
I think I'm getting a very, very, very small amount from it. Like, I think it's keeping the mattress itself cooler.
Yeah.
Like, by the feet. But my feet are not enveloped in the air in that way that I found uncomfortable.
I gotta put you on these sheets I got.
We're in the market for new sheets.
Nice hotel quality sheet.
Yeah.
Cool. You move your leg across, it's cool. You move it back to the spot it was at, it's cool again.
Wow.
It's great.
Do you know the material offhand, like what they're made of?
I got to look it up.
Well, I'm not trying to send you on a wild goose chase. For a while, we've had these, goose. You know, the purple, it's not made of goose,
no.
The purple brand of sheets
yeah.
and stuff like that. We have the purple sheets. My review on the purple sheets, up and until they become an advertiser on the show, which, why not? Why am I saying this now yeah. without them being here and me saying it's the best night of sleep I've ever had? You sleep on your bed 8 hours, 30% of your life.
One-third of your life.
Did you almost say a quarter of your life?
Whatever.
We gotta check
you're
out
in
this
bed
guy.
For three-fourths of your life. I got one of those purple mattresses back in the day. I think it's time for a re-up, an upgrade.
Is it not doing what you want it to do anymore, or are you just antsy?
It's fine, but I think it's been like 9 years since I got a mattress.
Yeah.
Or something, so
I think mine is like Casper from like the first wave of Caspers.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what issues with. And the purple sheets are comfortable too, and they feel good, and they're decently cool and everything. But they don't look good.
Mm.
I'm trying to get to that point now. I'm 36.
Yeah.
I would like the bed.
Nice looking sheets.
I would like it to look good. Because it's funny. It's funny how I like I go through the trouble of.
This is where you're like, the JF is listening to this and going, why? You're going to bed. JF on JF.
Yeah, just basically just a different time of day, in my opinion. Yeah. Totally different.
That's so funny. Somebody will say something in Discord like, I can't believe they said that or whatever. And I'm reading it like, what the fuck? We'd never say that shit.
Why would I ever say that? I hate the guy who says that. But I think like it doesn't make any sense. But when I make the bed, which I do generally, I make the bed and then I put it all together and I go, that looks fucking ugly.
Yeah.
Why am I even doing it?
Just leave the room.
To tuck the sheet. It sucks.
Yeah.
If I want to make the bed, I want it to look like some Martha Stewart shit. I want it to look like, oh, this is like fucking bold. This is like fucking modern. This is like, oh, this is earth toned. Man, I don't have none of that shit.
upgrade your.
I got like a fucking white
set.
IKEA duvet cover, and it's got a hole in it from where my toe went crazy one time or something. What the fuck? Why am I doing this?
You got SpaghettiO stains on your duvet.
I just don't. It's time for it to look. I think I want high quality bedding.
Yeah.
Is that so goddamn wrong?
That brings us to our first sponsor.
Jesus, I fucking wish.
I wish I could. I would love to have a king bed.
King size bed. So you need a king size bed, yes.
With me and the old lady.
Yes.
And the two cats in the bed at night.
Yeah. Are you on a queen?
I'm on a queen.
Is it tight?
It's a little tight. It gets a little hot, you know, the fur of the cat against your skin. It gets fucking.
Yeah.
And these fucking stretch out. They want the whole bed. And it's like,
oh, they deserve it. They're the little sweeties.
They are sweet. I don't want to move them. So I'm sleeping in like a fucked up position.
Right.
Like squoze in between.
And that's where you get your solid 4 hours a night right there. That's great.
You don't want to know what I got last night.
Okay. Well, I could tell when you walked in the room. But also, it must have been so bad that you didn't come in with two coffees. So I know that it was.
Didn't have time.
It was
didn't
so bad.
Well, went to bed at like 6. Woke up at like.
What?
10.
What?
I had to do it. I couldn't go to sleep last night. I don't know what's going on. I was sitting there like toss turn.
Oh man. Well, the seasons change, Mike.
I think it's this medication stuff.
Yeah.
Got me all fucked up.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can take some pretty hardcore sleep aids.
Counteract.
Yeah, and maybe get some. Yeah, get some. Get some.
Doc, I'm up. From these uppers you gave me, now I need someone to bring me back down. Doctor is the Michael Jackson's doctor.
I was gonna say I got this guy, Dr. Conrad Murr. Okay,
I got just the thing.
Do you? I don't think we answered this on the mailbag, but I don't know why. No particular reason. But I did see someone on the Discord. I think asked like, where was your? Can you think of where you were like during certain events? Like, does anything come to mind of like when you heard, not just 9/11, of course, we all remember 9/11.
That was the big one.
Was the big one, of course. But for me,
I missed my flight that day.
I do. Okay. I do remember where I was when I heard that Jacko died.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Where were you at?
It was in college. So I was in Knoxville and I was outside and I was just standing in the driveway.
Damn.
And I heard it and I, you know.
Fell to your knees.
First thing I did do a moonwalk.
Sad moonwalk.
It was the last one I ever did.
You said, ow.
I said, hee-hee. And I did the last sad. I said, I'll never do this again. No, I do remember that. I remember when he. That's it was weird. It was weird because you think you're gonna have your whole life with Michael Jackson.
It's just wild, man. You get older and you're like seeing all of these guys die. And you're like, oh yeah, I guess they could die all along. Hey, what the fuck?
Right.
What's that mean?
Yeah.
It sucks. Not good.
Was that keeping you up last night?
Bunch of your favorite actors.
Sure.
Fucking kicking the bucket and stuff. You're like, God damn, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Robin Williams, those guys. You know, not that they were my favorite actors. I'm just saying.
Weird two favorite actors to have.
They were just guys who died kind of suddenly, right? James Gandolfini. I'm rewatching Sopranos. I should have thought of that one first, probably. But
yeah, but Robin Williams was Aladdin.
Yeah,
I'm rewatching Aladdin right now.
You're rewatching it.
Yeah,
doing a rewatch.
I'm doing a rewatch of Aladdin right now with the wife. Yeah, we're going back through it. We just started
Aladdin 1.
We just started Aladdin 1.
You're doing the fucking direct to video shit.
I hope this weekend we can get to Aladdin 2 Return of Jafar. Yeah, but anyway, it's just, you know, you remember it as being really good and you go back and watch and go, "Oh yeah, of course, like no wonder it won all the awards or whatever, you know." It's just
Sopranos
like
Sopranos is so fucking good. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I think when I first saw it, I was like, wow, this is pretty good, I guess. And now I'm rewatching it. And I'm like, damn, crazy.
What's changed? Is it just a decade of shit that sucks in between?
Just seeing, you know, I used to watch it a long time ago and I was like, God, Tony Soprano, ultimate badass.
Mm.
He's awesome.
Sure.
He fight. He get a girlfriend. He got Kumar.
Yeah. Wife and girlfriend.
He awesome. But now it's like, yeah, he awesome, but he have a lot of problems. Also, but you just see, like, you know, like the shit you didn't notice before. Like Tony is like a fucking sociopath, stuff like that. He cares for like children and animals, but like doesn't give a fuck about anyone.
Yeah,
yeah.
Huh?
Didn't pick up on the first time.
I've never seen it. I'll never watch it, and I hope it makes at least one person mad.
There was something else I was going to tell you to watch too. I mean, it's fucking list a mile long, but...
Yeah, I do need to do a lot of stuff. Yeah. Mike, you have great taste. I just hope a little bit more of it rubs off on me with each passing year. That's the truth. I saw Do you see the trailer? I don't know. Whenever this comes out. The trailer for that movie with a David Dalmachian.
Who's that?
What's that guy's name?
I don't know.
David Dalmachian.
What movie?
I don't know. Look it up.
David... Machiavellian?
Dude, look it up, the guy's name. It's like a movie. It seems like a movie that's like really dialed in for what you would be interested in. It's like there's an old, it's in the 70s, I think, and this guy's, it's called The Last Devil on Earth or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That movie, the Late Night with the Devil, right? Is that what you're talking about?
I want to say it's The Last Devil. The Last
Devil of Night.
The Last Devil of the Night. I think it's what it is.
I saw people getting mad because they used AI for that movie or something like that, which
that's not good. Yeah,
they were like, we used AI for like a couple of the things in the background or something. It's like the set fucking the mural in the background or something,
right?
Why wouldn't you have somebody just redraw it, you know?
Yeah,
use AI for your stuff, whatever. I don't care, but use it for, like, you know, I want to know how to draw like a human face or whatever from this angle, blah blah blah. I want like a figure drawing or whatever. I want this in this certain situation or whatever. I'm gonna go over it and redraw it and make it my own and all this shit. That's, I think, fine to do.
I would even say that's the bare minimum for a guy like Tommy Wiseau, like a guy who's like a weird dope who's making a movie all by himself or whatever, and doesn't have an art department or director or any artists. But why would like a person who's doing art stuff do that?
It's great, but and somebody who's making essentially like a professional film.
Yeah.
Why would you even fuck with that?
Like, I don't
why
even
would
know. You, I don't know why you
redraw it, dude. It takes like fucking 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I would say that's on the same level of like typing in Google Images, like, what's some cool stuff to look at?
That's why people hate the Midjourney stuff, the AI stuff, because it all looks the same, because you're not doing anything with it. It's just like you're typing in a fucking prompt and then saying, look what I came up with. The lowest of the low.
Yeah.
Like, do something with it. It's like a tool to help you do something. But it's like, you don't even have the ability to take the baton.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not an artist, so it's not my realm, not my battle to fight. It does seem like there's probably, it's probably similar to do to generate some ideas there as it would be to go look at somebody else's ideas. And then later in the behind the scenes, you know, you're doing the DVD commentary, somebody asks you about the art direction, you go, oh, I was like really inspired by like these six people whose art I really like. Those people aren't like, what the fuck? Why don't you just pay me to do it, you asshole? It's like people understand that's you what... can be inspired from different stuff, but just ripping it is so crazy.
I mean, there's a lot of like confusion. People like don't rip off or whatever the fuck. I mean, that's what artists do. They take like an image of like a hand or whatever, lower the opacity and then draw over the hand and then add like, you know, fucking zombie fucked up shit or what. That's the process for like drawing something is like sure, you take some existing shit. Like nobody's fucking got the skill set unless you're like an actual artist who does like, you know, I know what a hand would look like in this position from this, you know, perspective or whatever the fuck. I can draw it off the top of the dome. A lot of people can't do that, so they rely on like the tools of having like a visual aid.
It does, like I said, I don't know, but it does seem like, sure, the iterative inspiration and design process is something that everybody's kind of like, all right, cool, you know, just do your own thing. Do your own thing with it. Let's go from there. But to not even be able to do your own thing. Not even do that.
The guys who like leave the stuff in like the legal briefs and stuff where it's like, sure, it has a large language model. Like, leaving that in, just like no effort whatsoever, dude.
Yeah, that's a shame. Well, they should have done a better job with it. But I'll say the movie looks cool.
The movie did look cool. I was hyped to do it until all this stuff happened. But
yeah,
I'm going to pirate it anyway. It's like this other fucking shit, the Dragon's Dogma stuff that people are mad about because of the...
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
In-game purchases and stuff like that. I'm going to pirate it anyway. Why did I give a fuck?
Possibly only man with moral standing, yes.
I was like, God damn, yeah, they shouldn't be fucking charging for all this shit. What the hell? A fucking... one-time use in-game item that they're charging real money for, and I was like, oh, I'm just gonna download it. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah. Boy, everyone is mad at you now. That's fine. Better you than me. By the time people hear this, it's been a long enough. It's been a couple weeks since our Ghostbusters Afterlife episode for Art with our friend H.C. Justin came out. But I will say as of today's recording, it has just come out. and also did you realize this?
What?
The new Ghostbusters movie is coming out the same day as our episode for,
I did realize that JF. I coordinated that with Dan to, release it on that day, on that fateful day. So
imagine,
a little surprise.
Imagine if we had,
wouldn't that be nice?
Any part of our lives together and could say, like, we did this on purpose and here's what we did that's even more special. Because
I thought Brian was going to do that when he released a Lego Guys episode and it was like the 100th anniversary of Lego or what, 40th anniversary, some anniversary of Lego or something like that.
But
yeah. Like a week later or something, he released it. I was like, that would have been awesome if he did that. Right?
Yeah.
But
the truth
is, it
wouldn't
have fucking mattered.
It wouldn't have been awesome at all.
Because I was the only guy ever to think that.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we just got lucky, I guess. I'd rather be lucky than good. We did a nice job putting that out on the same date. But my family is seeing it right now. They're out seeing the movie right now. Yeah.
Nice.
And it was kind of like they trapped me in this decision. So they knew I was working all day today, and they wanted to go see this movie, or they wanted to go out and do something. And she was like, "Well," I was like, "Well, we can go see this Ghostbusters movie. I don't know if you want to go." And I'm like, well, I don't want to see it. But also, I feel like I should see it.
Yeah.
We just talked about the previous one. It's like the episode came out today. Yeah, I kind of feel like I should watch it. And then I looked at the other stuff that was in theaters, and it's the other Miyazaki movie that just came out, the Boy and the Heron.
Mm.
And it's the dub, which is what they would see because their kids aren't going to watch the subtitle movie, whatever. And I'm like, the Boy and the Heron's also out. You guys should go see that. And she's like, don't you want to watch that with us? Like when it comes out, like on at home, like we can watch it at home together, and we'll also watch over the first. It's supposed to be a beautiful movie in a series, you know, from a guy we love. Like all of his stuff is so incredible, and it's been so important to watch it with our kids and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, but then I'll miss podcast, you know. I don't know, but they're going to see the crappy one instead of the good one. Maybe, I guess that's good.
Podcast is back. That's awesome.
I'm excited. I guess what I'm hoping for is that they come back and they say it wasn't good.
Yeah.
I guess
there's no way that it can be. Right.
I don't think it'll be good, but do I want my family to have
fun without
a bad time? Yeah. without me or a good time without me? What's better for my ego? Because that's what I'm trying to feed above everything
else.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what's most important. It's all about you.
I have to protect my ego first. But I don't know. I'm not sure what I want them to do. I guess I hope they have a good time. And I guess some lonely night, everybody goes to bed early. I just fire up Ghostbusters Frozen Empire by myself one night.
Hey, I'll come over.
You come over and watch it?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay. So what if I get a projector? What if I get my projector going and we watch on a big we watch Ghostbusters Frozen Empire on the big screen? All right. The surround sound
podcast. I'm podcast because I do a podcast. It's awesome.
You and me standing up in my house, like knocking the popcorn all over the place. Oh boy, too much, too much fun.
That's Slimer, and that's his new friend Gooper. And that's getting into the.
Why would Slimer have a friend? Why would Slimer be? Why is he
wife.
In it?
It's his wife Gooper.
Why would Slimer even be in the movie?
Wasn't there a chick Slimer?
Yeah,
that's in
the 2016 non-canonical
one, right?
Ghostbusters. Yeah. Yes, that's right. It's been removed from the Ghostbusters canon. So wow. Lady Slimer does not exist as far as we know.
Wow. Tough break for our pal Slimer.
Yeah. He's whacking off now.
He's whacking off.
Instead of making love.
To porn.
He's porn addicted. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
Slimer is porn addicted.
Slimer. Bastard.
Slimer has unrealistic beauty expectations. Poor son of a bitch, he's just hurting himself. All right. Let's do an update on an old Kickstarter. What the fuck? Oh, shit, it's an update on an old Kickstarter. Oh, let's push the button, and maybe the button doesn't push down all the way, crazy, and then it doesn't go, you know, crazy. What are we doing? This is crazy. Nuts.
People probably fucking stopped listening during that time.
Yeah, they said, oh, episode's over.
Guess it's fucking done. This was the Jogo, JF, the coffee brewing straw from episode 197. Didn't we have some Joe, J-O type thing? I remember because masturbating.
Uh-huh.
We had some masturbation type thing that I said a while ago. This is a fucking straw.
We had a masturbation thing a long time ago. I don't know, man. I guess.
Instantly brew a robust cup of coffee or tea with Jogo. Highly portable, flavorful, multi-purpose. Looks like a pen, weed pen.
Oh, this does look like a wee. Oh, and actually, it looks like a robot's dick.
Oh. Ah. I love it. Oh, I love it.
The Jogo, you know what this is to me? This is one of those devices that
it's a coffee one hitter is what it is.
it looks, I think it was made well and by people with good intentions.
Yeah.
And I think the people who got it enjoy it. I think it is so stupid, and I don't understand the purpose of it.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. If you're a coffee guy, right, and you take this to, you want to take your special coffee to work, maybe, just take the whole fucking coffee. What the fuck's the problem?
Where do you work? Where do you work at that you can't? Yeah.
Tell these motherfuckers to get off your ass.
Yeah.
I love inventing some guy and then getting mad.
On his behalf.
On his behalf in like 10 seconds.
Just tell your boss you're going to fucking come in here next time and fuck
shit.
I actually don't I don't get it. I don't know what it is. It's got the coffee in the straw or what the fuck even? I forget what it is.
Yeah, I think the coffee is in the straw and you put it in.
Well, I know the turkey's in there.
Turkey's in there.
Is that what you were going to say?
How does this work?
Were you going to say the turkey is in the straw?
No, I was not going to say that, no.
Because I said it really fast.
Because they show in this image here, they're putting the coffee grounds in the cup, right?
Look, right here from this bowl. The coffee grounds go in the
scoop a doop, and they put the water in, and then they put the fucking straw in and
oh,
stir
it. I see what it is.
So what is it doing?
When you suck through the straw, you can't get the grounds
out. Got it.
So you just have loose coffee in your
cup.
Well, that's not good, is it?
Pebble gray, forest green, comes in different colors. Rose quartz.
Drinking coffee or tea through a straw helps bypass your teeth and reduce unwanted teeth stains. How much coffee are you drinking? I guess this is a problem. I've heard of people having the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you have to like be doing a lot of coffee drinking to sting your teeth? I don't know.
This was on Coffee Talk. It was on Gear Junkie.
Huh?
Oh, an adventure writer.
I guess I'd like to know. I guess I'd like to know what it is that you're. When you're straining the coffee through the straw as opposed to brewing it like with... Is it just because you're not using the little paper filters? Is that... the upside?
Yeah, I guess so. Zero waste, it says. Multi-purpose. I'd argue it has one purpose, possibly two, for tea.
Yeah, tea, and that's almost...
got a fucking bag, so unless it's loose-leaf tea, don't even
start.
I'm not chasing this down.
How about, it's probably harder to clean the cup out when the grounds are in it, though, right? That's kind of annoying. Isn't a paper coffee filter, like the unbleached paper coffee filter, isn't that like one of the most compostable things ever created? You think,
right?
What am I worried about here?
Jogo versus competition, this video down here.
Oh, the competition.
I didn't know that there were, I didn't know that they had competing products here.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Oh, they show the paper filter here. Drip filter. Let's watch this video. This is a good one, I think.
Oh, I can't fucking watch YouTube on my fucking account, dude.
Just log in.
You locked.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened.
This is a whole process.
It's so fucked up right now.
Everything's messed up right now, and it's certain people's faults. it's this competition video here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And I have changed my
logged in incognito.
I have changed my permission values. God in heaven. Okay, here we go. Right. Almost and now. Is this it? Yeah. Okay, that's the drip filter.
The French press.
The French press. Is the French press hard to clean?
Sacre bleu.
I don't think
I would say no.
I would
say none of the coffee stuff is really that hard.
Okay, sorry. We're still in the world where I have running water, right?
Yes.
Okay, because that's... I think this is okay.
So that... Yeah, the negatives... They list the negatives of each, right? Made of plastic, requires filters.
Okay. Oh, the pod brewer.
Yeah, you got...
Okay.
I'll give it to you.
I'll give you that one for sure. Yeah.
Got the K cup there.
Yeah.
It's got to be a better way.
Okay, let's see here. Jogo!
Making some coffee.
I got to say, that didn't really elucidate things for me any.
You didn't get it?
No, I don't. I still don't think I'm there. It's all better. The way on the... Oh.
This will be a staple item on all my future trips, says Evan Jones.
Because you're... Well...
Look at this. Got to add it to your EDC. You got your passport here. You got your joke notebook. You got your pencil and the Jogo.
So then what? You take it on your trip, but you also still have the coffee grinder and the kettle.
Yes, that's right.
Maybe I can throw a filter in there too and just call it a day.
Also works great with tea, juice, and cocktails. Drinks with mint leaves or mixed fruit. You don't want that coming up your straw.
Oh my God. Yeah, if I got a mint leaf coming up my straw.
I'd fucking kill myself.
Who the fuck is sucking on this thing? Kim Kardashian?
Jogo's removable filter. Now this is the best part.
Okay.
And dishwasher safe design allows for almost effortless cleaning. I would argue we're at that point already.
Yeah, yeah.
The effortless cleaning stage with the fucking coffee maker that I have.
And what is the... Wait. A metal screen is like kind of one of the hard things to clean, isn't it?
You're going to be blowing in that goddamn thing trying to get the
little granules of coffee are like stuck on the...
We should get one.
Let's get one.
Is this...
Fuck it. Yeah, well, the whole point of that, we weren't supposed to do it again. We were supposed to update. It was from episode 197. That was the same episode as the Shrimp Diva.
Oh, wow.
April of 2021. It had $50,000. It ended with $378,000.
You can purchase one of these on jogostraw.com. The Jogo will run you $29.95 with an extra Jogo filter. For $15.
An extra filter? Why am I getting an extra filter?
Don't want to clean that one. You got a backup.
So what are we doing?
Don't know.
Okay. Well, I will say for their part on the Jogo, it seems like they actually are trying to fulfill what they promised. It's just that all of their customers are idiots.
Yes. Yeah.
Everyone's like, can you please tell me why I haven't received my product and why I haven't heard from you about receiving anything? And then the creator is like, hey, your post-campaign survey needs to be completed so we can fulfill your order. It was sent out various times over the past 2 years to the email that was given to us by Kickstarter. We also mentioned the survey in multiple updates. Just tell us what you want, please. They're like, can you please just do the one thing you have to do? And they just go, no. A lot of people who even 2 years into this have not done their survey. So you really, I don't know, you can't help them.
Yeah.
No wonder these guys don't want to use a coffee filter. They probably can't figure out how to do it.
Can't help these dumb bastards.
But it does seem well reviewed by people who have got them. This one says, I got mine, but it's not the best. The metal gets way too hot. To me, it's a waste of money. Buy coffee bags and toss into the cup. Way better. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, I've never seen a coffee bag, but
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
Like a tea bag. Like it must, I mean, so. That must exist. What's the difference, right?
Yeah.
Or is it like, if you leave coffee in the water for too long, isn't that, won't that be bad? Won't that taste bad?
If you leave like the like a packet, like a coffee filter, like a tea bag, a coffee bag, if you leave it in there,
yeah,
probably wouldn't be good for, right?
Probably be bad, wouldn't
it? Too long.
Yeah,
the reason why you pour it over,
right?
The reason why you press it Frenchly.
Okay, you know but what they're doing here is they're leaving all the grounds floating around in it, right?
Right, right, right.
So doesn't that
mean you stir it up with the? What is that? I mean. I don't know.
We clearly don't even know what it is. Like, we can't even figure
out
what
it is. That's why we gotta get one.
Yeah.
They're only 30 bucks.
Let's get our paws on this thing. All right. Well, that was the update on the old Kickstarter, Mike. We got six more Kickstarters coming your way, but first...
I thought we were done. I for real thought we were. thought that was it.
First, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be back with more YKS right after this.
Six-pack time.
And we're back, Mike. I mean, we go from coffee to Java. This is amazing. We got another coffee project here to talk about, and it's all yours, my friend.
I'm going
to
be amped up by the time we're done with this crap.
You probably could use a little bit of coffee.
Make healthier cold brew coffee. Our cold brew coffee maker uses F1 vacuum sealing to restrict bacterial growth, brew 2 times faster, and it tastes amazing. Patent pending, by the way.
Healthier cold brew.
No air coffee system for making cold brew.
Here are the benefits. Now, you don't have to tell me the benefits of from cold brew to hot. I get it. I like cold brew coffee.
Yep.
I know that there's no. It's not sour.
He doesn't like hot drinks.
That's right.
Well established.
I don't like hot drinks. But this is how this coffee is even better than regular cold brew. It restricts or prevents microbial growth, it removes oxidation and its stale aftertaste, it brews twice as fast, 6 to 12 hours versus 12 to 24 hours, or hybrid brew in 15 minutes. Accurate complex taste profile due to active extraction process, makes excellent concentrate for specialty drinks, camp and travel friendly, and converts to travel mug for ultimate convenience. I don't think any, actually it says convivance. I don't think any of those make any sense whatsoever. I don't have any complaint with cold brew coffee as it currently stands.
Yeah, it's fine. There's, I mean, a lot of these Kickstarter projects are just listing problems that no one has ever had or mild inconveniences that you can blow up to appear as larger problems. And this is one of those cases. Removes oxidation and its stale aftertaste. Don't know what you're talking about. Restricts microbial growth. Never been a problem in my life.
Mike, what does that even mean? They can't possibly growth. Mean, like the cold brew coffee in your fridge is spoiling before you can get to it?
It's like moldy.
There's no way it's moldy in there.
It ain't. I just bought it from the store. Benefits over hot brew methods. No sour aftertaste to ruin the experience. I don't know what that means.
Well, it's like, you know, if you sometimes you can get a little bitter, kind of like acidy kind of flavor with hot coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah, I know.
Better for iced coffee due to lack of bitterness. Excellent travel solution since no hot water is required. No plastic pots, no paper filters. Faster solution for your iced coffee routine. This is healthier.
I need to see it in action to see how healthy it really is.
Cold brew season is upon us, and it's time to up your game. Hi, I'm Tony Dodd, inventor of the No Air Cold Brew Coffee Maker. Like many others suffering from heartburn caused by hot brew coffee, I decided to try cold brew as a remedy. It was easier on the stomach, but I also experienced the downsides of traditional cold brew methods. The flavor was smooth, but lacked complexity, and I didn't like the stale aftertaste caused by bacterial growth during the long brew time.
The long brew time, it's like a night in the fridge you pop it in. What do you mean?
Is your fridge plugged in? Like, because you can't, you should be able to keep stuff in your fridge for a night without it going wacky on you.
Is this like a thing where I just don't have a sensitive palate? Like, there's coffee guys out there.
Yeah.
Can tell you every which way about the bean, you know? They'll tell you up, down, left, right.
Sure.
Whatever about all these beans.
Oh, yeah.
And how to brew them, too, probably. And,
No doubt.
They might have, you know, a better coffee palate than I do, but I don't know. Is this a fucking problem?
I
microbial growth, the bitter aftertaste of it sitting in the fridge for one day? What do you mean?
Mind-blowing. I mean, I'll give you, it doesn't have a very complex flavor.
Yeah, you toss a bunch of sugar and creamer in it.
I mean, that's the truth. Or you just suck it down.
Yeah, it's over in like 10 seconds, dude. What are you talking about?
I don't know. This is one of those things where you just don't have that joy of life. And some people out there want their, oh, I need everything to taste so good. I need it to be perfect
because I'm the king of everything.
Healthier, though, I don't think he's earned healthier.
Yeah, yeah. On the old campaign, because this is the second time around for this, the old campaign was successful. 309 backers pledged $21,709 to bring this project to life.
That one was not for cold brew specifically, though, right?
It wasn't. This is No Air, the ultimate coffee brewing system, he says.
Right.
All existing brewers, whether they drip, pour, or force water through ground coffee, are unable to thoroughly remove trapped CO2 without depositing carbonic acid into the brew. Now, this is where you lose me.
Yeah.
You start talking about carbonic acid.
Yeah, I'm zoning out already.
CO2, CO3,
actually,
whatever.
I'm not even paying attention to you right now. I'm just staring out the window.
The result is inconsistent extractions, the necessity of cream/sugar. Hey, yeah, we just mentioned those guys.
The necessity of cream.
To cover the bitter, sour taste, and unfortunately, stomach discomfort. Carbonic acid. Okay, so this guy has like a fucking ulcer or something.
That's what it sounds like to me, is he's just got some kind of issues, which is fine. Make the coffee however you want to accommodate your health problems. I still don't think you get away with saying it's healthier for you. It's not healthy. Right. There's nothing about cold brew that's not healthy, other than I'm drinking a shitload of fucking caffeine to get through my life. But that's not, you didn't change that aspect of it. There's like no calories in it, right?
Yeah.
And it's water?
It's basically water.
It's fine.
And beans. That's a vegetable.
Yeah. So I think I'm...
one of your food groups knocked out for the day.
I think I'm fucking good.
A bit of research revealed this to be a truly ancient technology, and I set out to create something better. Full immersion vacuum cold brewing is the result, and I believe you'll agree the benefits are worth the upgrade. This new patent-pending technology maximizes flavor extraction, restricts bacterial growth, and removes oxidation by keeping your cold brew vacuum sealed fresh for the entire brew cycle. No more stale after.
the B-roll in this, did you fucking just take a picture of me, you fucking crazy piece of shit? The B-roll in this is really funny because it's like a lady.
Oxidation by keeping your cold brew vacuum sealed fresh for the entire brew cycle.
Look at this spit take.
No more stale aftertake. It brews twice as fast and comes in a sturdy, compact design that you'll love to bring along on all your travel and camping adventures. The No Air Cold Brewer is just as easy to use. Simply add ground coffee, pour in water, and pull a vacuum with a simple hand pump.
Huh.
It only adds about 8 seconds over the traditional method, but you'll save 8 hours of brew time, pull in more flavors, and produce the freshest cold brew possible.
So this is like it's like a pressure cooker.
Yeah, for your cold brew.
Did you guys ever have any pressure cooked food growing up? Did you ever fuck with that?
I own one. The Instant Pot pressure cooker.
There you go.
It's cool. It's scary though. You ever get on there and push the thing and go
It actually is. I
terrifying.
I like to think I have
That's
a healthy respect.
What they make bombs out of.
I know. It is scary. My dad would make a chicken stew
yeah
in the pressure cooker. And it was like, old ass shit. It was just like two like thin like stainless steel pots. I think you would like clamp together, and when it went off, it would go like
rattle.
Yeah, it would go fucking crazy in there. And the chicken was good though.
Yeah, there's some good shit.
Pour some beer in there with a chicken and just let it go crazy on the motherfucker. That shit is good for sure.
Instant pot,
but it is scary because you think about it exploding all over your face.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Because that's what they made the Boston bomb out of.
Yeah, it is.
The fucking Boston bomb.
It is. I think Adult Swim was involved in that. Yeah. It was a scary time for bombs and for adult comedy. I feel like I am stupid enough that I buy doing stuff under pressure like that is better somehow.
Yeah.
I believe that.
I would try it. There'd be probably no discernible taste difference.
Not to us.
But yeah, I'd give it a try.
It's like what do they do? You know when they say nitro? Do you even know what that is?
Don't know.
But you do order it and drink it, right?
Yeah, I love it though.
And you'll actually even pay more for it.
Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's like there's a little bit of something in it.
It's like more better than the other stuff.
Yeah.
Usually for regular
So when
coffee.
when they say $8, you just go, oh, okay.
Sounds about right. It sounds low actually. Should I put more?
I'm just gonna ask you a couple of questions. $12.69 of a $100 goal. Very simple process for this guy here. 43 backers, 20 days to go. All right. You know what? I'm with you. I don't know whether this is possible or advisable for anyone to be doing, but like, I mean, you know, if you hand pump a vacuum into a glass bottle, is that something I want to mess with? Probably not, right?
Well, let's get one of these two, I guess. Toss it in the cart.
Yeah, why not? Or just go shopping. Well, that was cool. Well, no more coffee stuff, because it's making me tired thinking about not having coffee. How about this one, Mike? This is cool here. This one is called MySpace, Please. Yeah, this one's probably by Mark Zuckerfart.
Other guy. Different guy.
What?
Tom.
Who?
MySpace, please. The car behind mine isn't keeping a safe distance. If I need to slam on the brakes, it'll rear end me. That's what the thing is on this joint here.
This is from Spain. And this does not really relate to any experience you would have in America, I think, as a result. But
MySpace, please is an LED illuminated sign that goes on the inside of your rear window of your car. How many times have we seen one of these things?
We have seen some stuff like it. We've not seen this exact thing. I think for the most part, they get to the point where they go like, you should be able to type any message you want to the car behind you.
Oh, man. I just saw what this was.
Yeah.
Ah, jeez.
Yeah.
Ah, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's a fucking... boy, how do you even describe it?
Let's see it in motion. Now, you see the car coming up behind you, and you go, this car is coming a little bit too fast.
You could have used AI for this.
This is something. Is pathetic. Hey, this is the. You definitely use AI
this guy
for
this. Needs AI.
Look, this
even
is,
the haters would be like, this guy can use it.
This guy's idea for a car coming up behind you is to take like a 3D image or a rendering of a human heart and then place an italicized photo of a blacked out Camaro on top of the heart.
Insane.
Oh, yeah. Maybe precious cargo.
Means something in Spain or something.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Oh, it's
now the car is on top of the heart. Push a button and the sign lights up on your back rear view window. And the sign couldn't be any worse if they tried. It was this is a rectangular sign encased in like what looks like a plastic case here.
You know, it looks like a fucking. It looks like you're in school and the lunch lady and the science teacher met in the hallway and all of their stuff got jumbled together because the tray. It looks like a lunch tray underneath, and then it looks like. A laminated piece of like homework or a diagram from science class laid on top of it.
So the image on top of this sign is split into two parts. On the left-hand side, you have a large icon or logo of two cars with an arrow in between it. On the right-hand side of this sign, you have what looks like to be a a PNG where he didn't specify PNG transparent in the Google image search. So now we have a white square.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
A yellow exclamation point on a white square that says, please, my space. And then something programmable looks like underneath that. There's like some type of LED.
No.
LED.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's, is that? Is that for the charger?
That's the solar power. The solar power.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sucks, man. Sucks.
Everybody like pulling up behind you, about to crash into you, and going, "I wonder what what's he going to put on that little sign?"
I saw something like that the other day, where there was some guy in like the lane next to me, and the thing on his car, like the sticker on his car, was like so small, but it was like it was a picture of my penis. I'd be suing.
Yeah, of course. How would he even get that?
It's my intellectual property.
Yeah.
it was so small, but it was like something about like don't follow so close or something. But it was like so fucking small on the back of the thing. It was like you have to be close.
Yeah, I have to follow closely.
I'm just reading the thing. The guy gets out with a sawed-off shotgun. I'm just reading the fucking thing, dude. Choose a bigger font, bro.
Boy, very amateurish here.
Sucks, man.
It sucks. It's high. It's unfortunate. $1,734 goal. Just $1 pledge though. One backer, 21 days.
Oh, this is reusability and recyclability. They put down here. If you change your car, you can reinstall it in the new one without any issues.
That was never.
It was never a concern for me.
The fact that you brought it up makes me wonder about whether it's really true. I mean, I don't want to get hit in my car for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in Spain they have different problems of like, how come people keep hitting other people in their cars? Well, here's because we're on our phones and because we hate each other. Yeah, so maybe you guys got other stuff going on over there, but that ain't, it's under something else. It says, if your car is involved in a collision, in many cases, it could end up in the scrapyard, generating over 1,000 kilograms of difficult to recycle waste.
It's not difficult for those guys.
Yeah, trust. They're good with it.
Saw some video of some guy like ripping a car apart.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I fold the seats in. He's folding the seats in with the fucking big heavy machinery, doing like so nimble and stuff with it.
They're really
crazy.
Those a lot of those guys who run the different heavy machinery are so talented. I've also seen the TikToks of the people. I don't know why. It's typically women that I see in this, and I wonder if it's because it's like against type. Like, oh, you wouldn't expect a woman to be doing this job or whatever, and that makes it popular. But they go and they get in those, like, really, really tall cranes.
Yeah.
And they have, like, the video camera set up, and they're just in this cockpit of this crane. And you're like, holy fuck, you're just, like, you're as tall as a building, and you're moving another building around. That's a horrifying job.
Isn't
that
crazy? I
don't know how anyone would ever do that. It's absolutely amazing.
Climbing up, like, radio towers and changing stuff out of light bulbs.
Yep, I've seen that, too.
Ooh, don't like that.
Let's get the long-lasting light bulbs if we can.
Let's run a fucking extension cord up there.
No kidding.
Bro, so I don't have to.
Jesus Christ.
That's so scary.
That's fucking scary as hell. Okay, well, this is next one for you. Oh, this is good.
Revolutionize your oral care. Smart toothbrush machine. Conlicare 2.0. One button switch, automatic discharge of toothpaste. Sewage recovery box.
Oh, okay. Well, lost
suitable
in
for
translation
all
a little bit.
Do
there.
You still need so many things to brush your teeth? A mug with a toothbrush in it.
Right.
Toothpaste, Listerine,
mm-hmm.
A second toothbrush. Have you ever imagined a brushing routine that eliminates the need for rinsing and squeezing toothpaste? All timer. Conlicare's fully automatic toothbrush is here to make that a reality, utilizing a unique vacuum technology, blah, blah, blah.
That's what makes it different right there, though. Because the other ones have been a mouthpiece you just put in there and it just vibrates.
Mm-hmm.
This one goes...
Ooh, it sucks to your...
It sucks to your teeth.
The brush head pulsates, effectively cleaning your teeth and then sucking away any residual water, thus eliminating the need for rinsing. This innovation keeps your bathroom counters neatly organized and clean. The brush also comes with voice prompts, making it perfect for various settings.
Oh, hell no. Absolutely not.
All you have to do is gently press the button, and the brush head will automatically dispense toothpaste. It looks like this mouth guard thing that you put in. Using the base or bass brushing technique. It surrounds your teeth in a 360 motion, providing an efficient cleaning.
Nah.
I use my bass brush. I had a bunch of scales in it. They don't really have scales. Bass, fish.
Do they not?
And they don't have scales. It's like a smooth.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You sound like Aquaman over there.
Bluegill. That's a scaly fish.
I guess you don't see Aquaman interacting with a lot of fish. The like lower level fish like that.
He mostly... It's a carp. My friend the carp.
This one is like if you have a water pick, if you have a water pick, this I would say is roughly three times as big as a water pick.
Big.
This looks like a two-stroke engine that you could sit on your bathroom counter. And it has everything in it, and it talks to you. This is a nightmare. This just, I would so much rather be in the realm of like having 40 little different potions I have to put in my mouth every day than have this big gargantuan intelligent voice beast sucking my mouth for me.
Always so funny when they're like, here's the solution to all your problems. It's like cumbersome and
proprietary.
Stupid. way dumber than putting toothpaste on a stick and then putting that in your mouth, which we've been doing for hundreds, thousands of years.
Do you ever get tired of putting toothpaste on a toothbrush? Not really. I would say it's like, how long does that take? 1/10 of a second?
It's not really. Yeah.
I have spent longer talking about this product than I have putting toothpaste on my toothbrush for the whole year thus far. Yeah. What a time sink this show is. Anyways.
What is that? That was like the Price is Right horn.
Yeah. That was when the video went from steroids. Full color to black and white.
Womp, 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 womp.
Have you ever thought about a completely toothbrush-free way of brushing your teeth? I think it's like a thing you think of when you take mushrooms or something.
Or this is a thing you think of when you're like 9 years old and you watch the Jetsons.
Yeah.
Dude, nobody cares about this shit.
I just realized how weird it's going to be to have that wet, drippy mouthpiece standing up vertically.
Yeah, you got to put it somewhere, right? Because it's on like an attached hose to the unit. Well, it's got this little arm here that, like a gas pump that you put back on.
It does look like a kid's play gas station set. So what do you do with that? Is that replaceable? What's replaceable on this thing? Oh, it makes that great loud beeping noise all cheap electronics make.
It's so loud.
That's great. I'm trying to think of the times where anyone would be brushing their teeth. Let's see. Very early in the morning or very late at night. Let's make this thing as loud as possible. Hi, I can see you are brushing your teeth.
The voice assistant is in Chinese. It's in Mandarin.
that might wake my wife up, I think, if I was coming to bed with that on.
Ah, oh, that sucks. Look at this.
Yeah.
The design of the wastewater recovery box allows your brushing method to no longer be limited to the bathroom. It's got a fucking tray in it with all of your spit, dude. That's nasty, bro.
What does it mean, no longer? Oh, so you don't have to spit anymore.
No longer be limited to the bathroom. So you could use this in the fucking kitchen if you want.
Another place where there's no sink, right?
Insane. In the car, on the go, look, toilet, bedroom, kitchen, living room. All the places where you can brush your teeth.
Yeah,
now.
I can put that on the bedroom, the bedside table, in the living room?
You can brush your teeth anywhere now.
Come on. That sucks, man. That's so nuts.
Water tank is full.
Oh, and then you have the thing, a voice reminder telling you that there's so much spit in there, you have to pour it out.
That sucks. That's going to stink so bad.
You know what I realized also is this is not like a two-layer mouthpiece. So you have to do it for 90 seconds on the top and then flip it over and do your bottom teeth.
What a stupid fucking... And the super early bird price, gang, $130 off MSRP. You're going to get this for $269 if you sign up.
That is such a good deal.
$269.
It says here a toothbrush is almost 25 cents now, so.
Yeah. I go through them things like Walfar.
Do you? You munching? Oh, are you munching on them?
Oh, yeah, I bite them. I'm biting, snapping them.
You're a biter. like a dog.
Like a dog.
Okay, well, this one's probably done well. Let's see. $7,791. Of 2,557, 33 backers.
20 days to go still, so.
All right.
People, for some reason, love this shit. Or maybe they have secret backers that they're funneling money into. But it seems to be that people love this cheap electronics bullshit. Why don't you pick this one?
Oh, yeah. I could have picked that.
Hail, your personal air purifier. Hail.
Yeah, yeah. Although, when my hail's around, I'll tell you what, the air ain't getting any purer. Okay. This is, I mean, you know what? That is one that would be on these lists, and this is one that would be on these lists. The crappy, like, gift guide for pop, whatever, that kind of shit. That not even toothbrush, that mouth cleaner would be on there, and so would this. The Melt Buddy, your instant heated ice cream scoop. If Hammacher Schlemmer doesn't already have this in their magazine... For $128, I'll eat my hat. And I'll eat it with this heated ice cream scoop and butter knife set. This is the Melt Buddy. This is out of L.A. Sometimes it's so hard to get ice cream. It says here, we love savoring delicious food, which is true.
Where does it say that?
Let me scroll down a little bit. It says, we love savoring delicious food, but sometimes it's hard to scoop or cut. It's hard to spread. Long wait for melting and hard to clean.
We love savoring delicious food.
Sometimes. The patented heating technology solves these problems. It's got two heating levels. It can cut butter. Finally, we can cut butter, the famously hard thing to cut. That's with the butter knife, of course, but the ice cream scoop is what I'm more excited about. I'm going to see this in action. Oh yeah. Let's see, just really quick. Let's examine what's going on here. We are opening up the freezer and putting the, okay, we're taking the, oh, sorry. I was looking at it backwards. I was like, why is he putting the ice cream away? Moron.
You were rewinding.
okay. So is this a what size of ice cream container is this?
Because that's a gallon size ice cream. There's no taking it out of a very small fridge.
Well, this is. I think this says L.A. I don't think it's in L.A.
Yeah.
Look at how big this can. That's not a gallon.
That's a huge fucking container.
I mean, I wanted to say five. It's not five. It's probably like two or three gallons.
Yeah.
This is the size of ice cream container they have at the ice cream scoop shop that they scoop
out with.
And he goes ahead and grabs his Melt Buddy off of the refrigerator, because that's how often he's using it. It's just right there. Anytime he needs it, he grabs it, and off he goes. Okay. Now he's clicking on the Melt Buddy.
Rapid heating.
Wait.
And you can replace the head on it.
What is it? Why does it say scoop out 2 ounces with each use? What does that mean?
That's the size of the scoop head.
Oh,
2 ounce.
I thought it meant it only stayed hot for 2 scoops of ice cream. It's like, what the fuck?
Flexible head replacement, so you can put the butter attachment on there. Oh, heat up your peanut butter on the knife.
Wait, why is that a problem?
Well, sometimes peanut butter can be hard to get out.
Okay.
That's so funny.
Oh, peanut butter's hard to spread.
I guess so, yeah.
A little, I mean, kind of, but that one's crunchy. What
type of bread you got? You got fucking...
Oh, and she's, like, struggling to cut the butter. Like, removing the sword from the stone.
A butter dish thing? Sure. Upside down, and you fucking put the thing in there and then put it back? You don't have one of them?
What is it?
The butter tray thing, you know, where you have the butter. Yeah. It's the two-part thing where you have you take the top off, and there's the butter inside, and then you fucking, spreading all around, and then you fucking put the thing back on there. You don't have one of them?
Mm-mm.
Well, you should get one.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Keep
the butter at room temp.
Okay.
On the counter there with that thing.
But what's the lid you're talking? What does the lid do?
I'll show you. It's a ceramic. Okay. It's a ceramic thing.
You can also shred your butter. Finally, an easy way to shred butter. You get all these nice butter shreds you can do a bunch of stuff with here. That's cool. and spread it right on your toast. Then it goes back on the wall so everybody can see how much ice cream you eat, you pig.
See this thing?
Oh.
Butter inside there?
No, I've never, I don't have that.
You should get one. Okay. You put the butter inside the lid there, put some little water in there, then you flip it over, put it in there, keep.
Interesting.
Keep.
Yeah. Okay. I don't really eat butter, but I think that is, that's interesting.
Dude, you gotta eat some butter.
What do you put the butter on? What do you do with butter?
I just eat it straight.
Okay. I might try that.
Yeah.
The Melt Buddy, this is from Nurast, and they've created a few things here on Kickstarter. They've done the 4-in-1 ball refrigerator deodorizer.
Okay.
They've also done the 4-in-1 fridge ozone generator. So a lot of fridge-related stuff, but none quite as successful as the Melt Buddy, which even at this early hour has gained $36,184.
That's a good kind of... they did good on the name. It's a stupid guy name for a product.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's not one of the nonsense Amazon brands that we all love to take swipes at, even though they're trying their hardest. It's a pretty... Yeah, this is straightforward. This makes 690 backers, 24 days to go.
1,800% funded.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, the other ones, too. The 4-in-1 ball refrigerator, 200% funded.
Yeah, they got it.
4-in-1 fridge ozone generator, 566% funded. These guys are good.
And Norest is in their own comments, pinning their own comment, saying,
God.
Hey, everyone, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Which feature of the Melt Buddy set do you prefer, the ice cream scoop or the butter knife? Let us know.
That's nice.
Lucas has come out in favor of ice cream. Lucas says, scooping ice cream is my main use case. My butter is soft enough that I don't have an issue there. Well, Jason is not having it because Jason says, living in a hot climate, I have to keep my butter in the fridge. So the butter knife would be greatly appreciated.
Didn't think of that.
Yeah, so... 1-to-1 there.
Takes all kinds in this crazy, mixed up world, don't it, JF?
Ben says, hi, can we get a raw video demo of you using it on butter, cutting, spreading, and also scooping ice cream? Thanks.
No socks or shoes, please.
Yeah, really? Can you send a video of you scooping butter with your panties pulled at the side? hell, I don't know. Daniel, who lists his first name, last initial, city, state, and country, says, I really hope that you can deliver. The last product I backed ended up being a scam. Company took everyone's money and disappeared. Fortunately, my bank refunded me after I disputed the charge. Of course, Kickstarter doesn't care because they already made their cut. Nora says, hey, leave me alone.
Hey, I don't know. Good luck.
Let's see. It says, well, Ross says, your cool product, but your track record on your previous two Kickstarters does not look promising. Never gave your backers any updates or product. Ooh. Nora says, our last two projects didn't quite hit the jackpot.
What do you mean?
I don't, what else do you want?
Like, double, triple fucking funded.
Yeah, you guys did great. What are you so down on yourself for? And they also say, this is interesting here. It says, just to let you know, Kickstarter is super strict about delivering on time. If we hadn't shipped everything out, they wouldn't even let us try again. That's interesting.
Interesting.
I mean, who knows if that's real, but that's not an insight I've ever heard before.
Something they said to save their ass.
Yeah, probably so. I'm going to go look at their other stuff and see if anybody complains that they haven't sent it out yet. But probably people just forgot to fucking fill out their fucking surveys.
I was looking on the Better Business Bureau for Kickstarter, and I was like, there'd probably be some gold in here, huh? Some people getting... mad or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it's mostly these people being mad. People saying like,
oh yeah,
hey, I didn't get my stuff.
People on the Getting Mad website were mad?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But not in a funny way, which
it's unfortunate.
It's so great for us, you know.
But it did provide this fun little anecdote for you to share.
Interesting.
Not all is lost. That would be exactly how much content I got out of going to see the fifth Ghostbusters movie with my family today. Other than spending time with my family, which would be nice, I would have gotten to say, I went to go see Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, and then you'd go, oh yeah, how was it? And I would say, yeah, it was whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I had some popcorn. That would have been the end of that. So maybe it's better. I have to come up with a different idea. That was the Melt Buddy. They did a pretty good job with the Melt Buddy. I don't know. That's not so bad. Oh, what's your last one, Mike? Oh, speaking of movies.
I got the... What?
Yours is a movie one.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know about that.
What were you about to say?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, my God.
Dune Part 2. The official movie graphic novel. The official graphic novel of Legendary's critically acclaimed motion picture. Dune Part 2. Wow, this is Legendary Comics. This is a...
That's a real deal.
It's the real deal.
Did you end up seeing Dune Part 2?
I didn't because I want to rewatch Dune Part 1. I know people would say, oh, it doesn't matter, whatever, it's who cares, whatever.
But nah, but you should watch it again.
I feel like I saw it, but I don't remember any of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you should watch
should
it
watch
again.
Watch it again.
Well, it's still in, I mean, now when this episode comes out, I don't know what the situation is going to be, but it, as of today, it's still in the theaters. It's still in IMAX. It's still selling out. So you've got time if you want to go watch it.
I'll watch it. We should go to the movies.
I thought it was good. I didn't think it was good as the first one.
Yeah.
I liked the first one quite a bit. I think the action... I just don't like the action in this as much as I do exploring the world. I think it's just inherently more interesting.
I didn't really understand the first one. There's a guy, and they never said what his name was. I was in and out of the room.
No. Well, some of that I think they address in the second one. So, like, the thing about it is Dune 1 and 2 are... They're from the same, like, one book.
Uh-huh.
So, if you think about it in a book, a lot of times there'll be, like, a guy, and he'd be like, oh, and this guy will come into play later. And then later you go, later like, oh, on. That was the guy I was
That's
reading
the guy
about.
They were talking about.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I think Villeneuve does that, and very expertly, I might add.
What's his name, Bill Noob?
His name is Bill Noob, yeah. I know that literally every word coming out of my stuffed-up mouth right now sounds like I'm saying Bill Boob, but...
Looks like they just... took a picture of Christopher Walken for this.
Like you were saying.
And then drew a line around it. Yeah, lowered the opacity.
Agreed.
I'm just shitting on these guys.
Otherwise, it's an excellent Christopher Walken.
Otherwise, yeah, it's good.
The thing I don't like about this is you guys are Legendary Comics.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Why are you on here?
Yeah, I never like seeing an actual company on here turning to. We saw... who was the Anchor, I think, was a company who was on Kickstarter for a couple of projects. But it's like, dude, y'all already got the money over there.
Right.
What y'all need me for?
I don't have it.
Yeah. I could use some.
I could use some of the Legendary. I mean, no doubt about it. I guess I don't quite. It looks like almost all of their projects have gotten funded. The Godzilla, the MonsterVerse Omnibus. The deluxe collection of 5 Godzilla and Kong original graphic novels and an all new story featuring the King of the Monsters. That one got $200,000.
That's crazy, man.
And shipped that out. Why? You know, I know comics are not like the vanguard of entertainment anymore. I understand it's like a low margin, low volume business. Maybe
at it's this for losers.
Point.
Yeah,
it's for dweebs, and it always has been.
Yeah,
but. I think you guys should be able to print a comic with the guys that you own already, right? How am I helping
you
with that?
It's not
like you
got a license to fucking shit.
Yeah, really. Very weird. Ashley, 6 days ago on the Godzilla vs. Kong project says, is it possible that this is a scam? I never backed anything before, but my kid really wanted this. Now I feel like it's wasted money and someone with good Photoshop skills got $200,000. Is there a way to validate? And Legendary Comics says... Hi, Ashley. We've been posting fulfillment updates every Friday for the last 2 weeks, and we'll continue to do so until it's completed.
Jesus. Some of this shit is just on these guys. You know?
It absolutely is. This is a website full of the dumbest people, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty
good.
It looks like they did not end up fulfilling this, though, yet. A lot of people are saying that they haven't gotten it. And this was like as of a month or a couple of weeks ago. That
Come
is,
on, gang.
That is kind of weird. It does seem like you guys could...
Why would they...
Godzilla Kong... How are we saying the X in between the names on this?
Versus, maybe, I would say.
You would say versus if it's S? Okay. They are doing a Godzilla versus Kong, the new Empire. Looks like... I guess it's a comic series here. 146,000. Raise. They're going to do a hardcover with renowned artist David Aya, maybe? Asia? Not sure.
Ooh, you see this? Hmm? Pacific Rim Ultimate Animus.
Yeah.
Should get that.
That's what I'm saying. This stuff is cool. Why aren't you guys just making it and putting it in the stores? You know, I guess I don't. It's one of those things I don't know. I just don't truly understand. Is it a business thing, or are they saying like, oh, this is the marketing angle on this is we can get this out there and people can look at it before we even have it done and like kind of get the word of mouth going for the fans.
I don't know what it is. Cause I mean, it's looking at the Pacific Rim omnibus stuff, it's 568 pages, oversized, debossed, hardcover. I mean, you have it done.
Sounds like right? it.
What do you need to fucking raise money for? You forgot to buy some extra paper or something to print. Like, what are you doing?
Legendary Comics here. Hey, guys. You probably heard of our stuff. We need some paper.
We made Godzilla vs. Kong the biggest movie of all time. And we're here, hat in hand, to ask you for a little comic book money.
I just don't. I don't know. I don't get it. And I like all this stuff, too. I like Dune. I like Godzilla and Kong. I like Pacific Rim. I'd probably like Tales of Carnival Row. I don't know, that's on here. Maybe I'd like that shit. Maybe I'd be into all this shit. It's cool. I'm a fan. I don't understand why we're on Kickstarter. What it comes down to is, if someone asked me who is Kickstarter for, I would say it's not for anybody. I don't know who would.
Yeah,
because there are people on here who are so who are delusional, and their bad ideas make them look crazy. They shouldn't be on here. That's not for this. Then it's like the rip-off artists or the rebadged dropshippers, whatever. They don't need to be on here.
Yeah.
You got these massive companies with millions in the bank are putting this shit. They don't need to be on here either. Who the fuck?
Yeah.
I hope nobody wises up.
Yeah. We'd be out of a job.
I don't know where the hell we'd be, but I don't know. This is, you know, look at this. Watch the video of it. Looks cool, right?
Yeah.
Hans Zimmer on the track. He's pretty nice with it.
He's nice with it, yeah.
So you got these. Look, you got these scenes from the movie and
solid dude too. I met him.
Really? You guys have hung out?
Actually, a solid dude.
What'd you guys talk about? Oh, music, probably. I guess.
Actually, it never came up.
Fuck. I don't know. I don't get why Dune Part 2, the official movie graphic novel, is on. It just seems like they used to just make official movie graphic novels of like whatever.
I thought they were doing that anyway.
And also, that wasn't even for, that's not for stuff that even started out as a graphic novel. You know? They used to make graphic novels out of like The Wrestler. Why you guys do graphic novels turn into movie and then you're like, oh yeah, I forgot we can make a comic book out of this. Yeah, of course you could have. You should did it the whole time. I don't understand it. But
it's a crazy world.
I don't know. For me, I would rather read a movie and a book put together than a book about a movie. Maybe I'm just crazy. I don't know. That was from last week, sorry.
yeah, bro.
That's Dune Part 2, the official movie graphic novel. What these guys got to get together over there. Last
what
one.
What else did we talk about last week? Do you remember?
Basically everything. Oh, that's what we should do at the end of this. At the end of this, I'm going to quiz you on what we talked about last week. How about that? You're fucking 0.0. No. This one is cool. This one's called Moki. Elevate with Moki. Car key on your phone. Not in the pocket. Enjoy safe and secure digital car key life. Enables auto access mode. Sharing car keys remotely in 3 seconds installation. With Moki, I think we have done something like this before, but it's such a weird product, I couldn't think of like what to search for to see if we had.
I couldn't even come up with what to name.
It took me a while to realize what this was saying, but I'm play the video. I think I get it. Okay, she can't find her keys.
They're not in the keyboard.
Running late and still looking for...
Was that like a single battery in the keyboard? Yeah. What is in the keyboard here?
Remote battery. Still might be good.
Yeah, there's a Duracell in there, I think. Those things last forever.
Might have some juice.
Well, there's two of them. We got a backup.
I forget which one of these is bad. Better toss both of them in.
Okay, she can't find her keys.
Still looking for the car keys?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be great to have your smartphone do its job for you? Digitalize is your car key today for 24/7 access control. MoKey. Digitalize your car key in seconds. Introducing MoKey, the revolution of digital car access without hassle. It's effortless. Just slide your existing key into MoKey and store safely inside your vehicle.
Okay.
Your key fob, not your key.
Yeah, key fob, but...
It goes inside of a case, a physical case that you keep in your car. And what you do is the device inside the physical case connects to an app on your phone. You say, unlock my car. The mechanical arm of the device inside of the box inside of your car actually physically pushes the key fob unlock button, and that's how you get it.
As if you left your kid in the car for a few hours while you went into the bar,
right,
and handed them the key.
The convenience of that.
With none of the legal repercussions.
None of the judgment from patrons.
The stigma. Really?
He's good.
Don't break the window. My kid is in here. He can't listen to the radio, but he does have my car key. So what I don't understand isn't it the case that some cars won't lock if the car key is within the car circle, whatever it is?
Yeah, or it gives you that little beep or something, you know?
I think it's sometimes the case that this won't work.
Yeah.
In my mind, this is how stupid I am. In my mind, I thought you put your car key in this and then like hit it in your closet or something. And then it was like remotely, but the key actually has to be near the car. They haven't figured out a way to fix that yet, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I still don't really get why you would need this.
Entry access to your car has never been simpler with MoKey.
It's actually, I would say it's literally as simple as having the key.
Right.
Because the key is you put it in your hand and push the button. That's what you're doing.
Say goodbye to the hassle of searching for lost car keys or going through the lengths to make a copy. I would say, you know, not a huge fucking deal. There's like one or two places this motherfucker could be in my house. And if I need to go up and make a copy, I'll go make a copy.
Yeah. Don't forget, it could be in your car.
We've all experienced the panic followed by the frustration of losing car keys or being in the possession of another driver. Or have you experienced the frustration of someone taking the car key, leaving you unable to use the car? Using MoKey and your smartphone only, get direct access to your car and share access with others anywhere, anytime. And it's a little box. A little box you put in your car.
Okay. It's funny to see an American guy in his massive truck back into the alleyway and then pull up his iPhone and see all of the Korean writing in the app. That's just kind of cool.
This says, when approaching the vehicle with auto access mode enabled on your smartphone, the car door will automatically open based on the preset distance. So it has...
Which it will do also if you have a key fob that does that with your car, right? Yeah. I mean, that probably does the same thing. But will that work even if you don't have that capability of the key fob? You know what I'm saying?
MoKey is paired using the latest Bluetooth 5.0, so it might take a day and a half for my car to recognize it. Piece of shit.
You standing outside your car trying to get in, and the guy driving down the street with the Flipper Zero just turning it on and driving it around.
MoKey connects effortlessly via Bluetooth 5.0. We use precision manufactured molds and tailored motors that match to your exact key model. Designed to execute button pressure with accuracy. Experience seamless control and new convenience with MoKey. Is manual app control too much hassle? Say hello to auto access mode. With auto access, experience automatic unlocking.
I don't think you should undercut yourself by saying, is manual access mode too much of a... You just said how easy it was.
It's an app. Dude.
It's an app to get in my car. I mean, I still have to get in the motherfucker and drive it, right? Like, what am I doing?
It says, securely stash MoKey in your secret spot. The glove box, the console box, middle of the thing there. Seat pocket, the little netting behind the seat it shows here. Says you don't have to store MoKey in a visible location. The strong and secure pairings of Bluetooth technology guarantee a stable connection. Caution, if you store MoKey in a safety box or in the trunk, the Bluetooth signal will weaken. P- potentially resulting in difficulty establishing a connection.
Yep.
So what are we doing, dog?
We're leaving our key in the car for anyone to come and take, basically. I think what's really good is you getting your car stolen and telling your insurance company what you were doing.
I have a... It's a fucking... You know Kickstarter? Yeah, 2007. Yeah, I remember.
I think this is a really bad idea for someone to do with what for many people is the most expensive thing they own.
Yes. Yeah.
Making it easier to steal.
Steal.
Just...
It's already crazy out there with the fucking...
I know.
Guys, the Kias and all that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Craziness.
I think it's a bad idea. I do. What I think is kind of cool, I do think the... You know what? I'm just an old nerd, so I think stuff with servos in it is cool.
Yeah.
Wow, they figured out how to program it to make the little wheel go... Ooh, and push the button. That's neat. You guys did a good job. I don't know how you did
it. You gotta get your ass a Raspberry Pi.
I know. I need tinkering. That's, yeah. I'm at my tinkering age, I think. I'm thinking jukebox.
Now we're talking.
This is from the rather curiously named company Carber Shop.
All right. Whatever.
Oh my god, they have the best URL I've ever seen.
What is it?
Well, it's .kr, which I'm assuming is like Korean Republic. I don't know. But it's a the cup store.
Jesus. That's awesome.
That's fucking fire.
It's like the fucking the business card scene in American Psycho. Seeing that domain. The cup store.
Me laying down mine, jesse.penis, and then this guy going like, I have the cupstore.kr. I'm just losing my fucking shit. What was I thinking? This is super funny. I don't know. This is called The Cup.
Hit that YouTube there.
Yeah. Fuck you. I can't fucking hit the YouTube. It's called The Cup. So this is the same product though, right?
Yeah, I think. Let me see what this is. Let me see what this guy's got here.
Yeah.
This is The Cup.
It appears to be speaking a different sort of
language. No, I think this is different, JF. I think this
The Cup is different?
Some type of screen type thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. This is right. Sorry.
It's just a different model or it just looks slightly different.
It's in Korean, but it's in like a different dialect that I'm not used to.
Understood. I think the cup
seems
to be meant to fit in your cup holder, but it does still have locking and unlocking technology, I think.
Oh, yeah, it does. See the app here?
Yeah. The app is what tells me that, but then it must be designed to, like, sit, yeah. And this
in
one
the
just
cup holder.
This one can just go anywhere as opposed to the cup holder, because the charging port's in a different place.
Okay.
So, variation on that. Well, they Carber Shop, they're like, fuck. We got the cup.kr, but we kind of want to change it from not being a cup anymore. Let's go with a Carber Shop. Love it. And Moki, of course, that just makes all the sense in the world. I'm not fully understanding what the use case for this product is.
Yeah.
Somebody has canceled their pledge, but I do see that their name here in full is Kern Trimbath.
That's such a great name. Kerm Trimbath. Drake Coldstone.
Kern Trimbath.
That's a fucking Star Wars now. We must go to the desolate planet and see Kern Trimbath.
That is so Kern appears to have been asking about a car model that they have that is not covered by the Moki and by Carber Shop. And just for reference, they have here that they cover Hyundai, Genesis, Kia, SsangYong, Nissan, Lexus, Honda, Toyota, Mercedes, Audi, Chevrolet, Jeep, Land Rover, BMW, Volkswagen, Renault, Ford, Mini, Volvo, and Polestar.
Did you say Jeep? Yeah, I guess all my cars are covered. Shit. That's good.
Shit. That's good. So Kern drives something that's not any of those cars. I don't know what it is. Ben was probably asked all the questions are from people with canceled pledges, so that's interesting. Carber Shop says, hello, Ben. Thanks for your comments. Leaving the car inside the car isn't as risky as one might think. And if Moki is safely stored in a non-visible location, there shouldn't be any major issues. Additionally, there's no specific regulation stating that insurance coverage would be denied in case of theft just because the key was left inside the vehicle. As you mentioned, if the car key inside Moki is within the car and someone forcibly opens the car door and attempts to start the engine will start since the key is inside the car. Therefore, it is recommended to remove the car key from the Moki box or store it in a non-visible location, as mentioned above, when parking the car in areas where security is suspected, what? Such as high crime areas.
Take the key with you? We're back to square fucking one.
Bad. I mean, I think that says it all right there. I don't think you need this thing. Why take the chance? Well, because you might... Now, sorry, I'm not trying to be a dickhead. What are you supposed to get out of this?
Well, you put it in the car, and then you don't have to do the key. And plus, you could give the key to other people so they could use your car.
That's really funny. That's just really funny. $14,814 pledged of a $5,000 goal from 86 backers. 19 days to go. Okay. Well.
I've heard about that sector. Kern Trenbath owns that. Kern Trenbath owns that sector.
We have to chance it. That's where I left my pole star. All right. Well, look, that was the six pack, everybody. That was a lot of fun. I had a nice time talking with you all. We do have time for one more segment on the show. It's called That's Where You Come In.
You're going to want to contact Blackhiss. You're going to want to talk to Mike and JF. You're going to want to call 802-359-HISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 540 West Main Street, 209 Gallatin, Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail. It's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS bot on Instagram for grill pics. And the blue sky is YKS pod.
No, it's not.
Not right now, but maybe perhaps in the future it will be again, and maybe we'll ask Howell to change it, and we'll just have to see what goes on from here. Check us out on Blue Sky, though. Mike, this one comes to us from an email that has Craigslist in the name of the email, but as far as I can tell, is not an email generated by Craigslist. I don't know if this is somebody's name.
What's going on?
I don't know. The email's all messed up lately. I don't know what's going on. They send a link. I hope you've clicked on it and followed the link to its...
Yeah, I went past the link. I'm doing my own search.
Oh, my God.
Do my own search now.
Puppies!
Puppies! They sent an eBay listing for props from
Men
in Black, or not, the porno version of Men in Black.
And what did we say that was called? Oh, it is called...
Men in My Ass.
Okay. It's called Men in Black, a hardcore parody. Back when... That was that era of not trying that hard on the...
Men coming in my ass.
Starring the fabulous Misty Stone.
Misty Stone, yeah. Believe, so these are these are props from the film, the tie that she was wearing for a short time.
The noisy cricket is a small...
It's a small, but well, that's...
It's a small dildo.
Small-ish.
It's a medium-sized dildo spray-painted the chrome silver. That is really funny to have the noisy... Well, I guess you would have to.
Look at the other gun. It's a fucking Nerf Maverick.
Oh, they spray-painted silver. Yeah. That's cool.
They want $233 for this stuff. That's a fucking steal, huh?
Well, this also appears to be a little suit that they put on the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Don't like seeing a dog on the cover of a porno parody, I'll say.
My only question for the Misty Stone wardrobe / props award used in hardcore parody Men in Black is, does Misty Stone come with it? She's pictured here. You gotta assume.
Do the Price is Right guy joke. I don't believe she comes with it. I believe she comes on it.
Misty Stone posing in black lingerie 8x10 photo print $698.
These are authenticated.
Am I logged in on here?
These are authenticated by director Brad Armstrong. These are from his personal collection.
Wow.
I have now mentally transported to a place where I am seeing the porno directors scooping up all the crap after everyone's done fucking it up their ass at the end of the shoot. My my this is okay. A definite pause here, so we know I'm not continuing that exact same thought. I'm drawing an analogy. It's not the same thing.
Let me interrupt.
Yep. Okay.
This
is good.
This bad boy.
You bought the Ouya?
I bought the Ouya.
Whereas I'm saying "Ooh yeah" when I see the pornos happening.
Look at this. That's you good. Go to the thing where it's like shows you the stuff you bought or whatever. You scroll down. These are for you. Misty Stone, Pia, yeah. Jensen, Bridget B posing black lingerie.
You're not going to get rid of that for a while.
Space Ace arcade cabinet. All right.
Oh boy.
Anne Hathaway. Ooh, baby.
Hello.
I buy pictures of actresses and stuff on eBay all day for $6.98.
And I daydream about building an arcade cabinet. It's fine.
My fucking suggestions, arcade stuff, gaming stuff, straight up porno.
Yeah.
That rocks. That's cool.
My father-in-law, when he goes to Dallas Cowboys games, he doesn't do this anymore, but for a long time, he would wait until everybody had left, and he would go and grab all of the, like, promotional cups and stuff out of the cup holders and take them home, wash them up.
Sell them.
Now I got, no.
Oh, cute.
Now I got free cups.
I guess.
Love it.
I would sell, maybe.
No. Because they're not worth anything.
Yeah.
But the emotional value of being able to drink out of the Dallas Cowboy Cup. Because I think you like going Thanksgiving. So they have like the special Thanksgiving cup or whatever. Like the adult equivalent of making sure you get the thing with the McDonald's Happy Meal. Like you get each one. You know what I mean? I think it's fun. I like the other day when we were doing our video episode with Stefan, we were drinking out of the Gus's fried chicken cups. Because when we go to Gus's in Memphis.
Get a little cup.
I wish that Gus's would give you the cup that they can then take in the back and wash instead of the thick plastic cup that you have to decide if you're going to throw away or take with you. You're like, I didn't ask for that. That's the cups they have, which I think they could do better. But that being said, they're not doing it. So I'm going to the bathroom and washing the cup out and then taking it home. So now I have the cups to drink out of.
And they have a plastic cup that they give you?
That's what the cups we were drinking out of is the cups they give you at the restaurant, yeah.
That seems not good.
I agree. But hey, free cups.
Crazy.
And I think it's cool to be a porno director and have the same attitude about like waste not, want not.
Waste not, want not. Yeah. Use this in my other film.
Hey, hey baby, pop that thing out. Let me
spray paint the Nerf Maverick a different color. Now it's jungle themed.
I gotta go. Yeah. Woo, big cat. Here it comes.
That'd be cool. We should do some pornos.
Hey, what's stopping us from doing pornos?
Let's become just big old greasy slime balls.
Yeah.
Like Larry Flint and all them. The guy from Screwed magazine. What's his name?
Come up with like the worst guys in the world for us to be. Can you come up with one of the good porno guys for us to be at the very like fucking least?
The Girls Gone Wild guy.
No, don't do that. Jesus fucking that. Christ.
Yeah, let's do that.
No, I don't want to do that. God damn.
Beep. You guys are crazy. Beep.
I think that is it.
Hey guys, can you make a Patreon tier where we can listen to all the parts of the show where you have to bleep out when Mike threatens to set fire to his local Bank of America? Thanks. Love the show.
It's not Bank of America. It's Regions.
No, don't say what bank it is.